A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the last sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Make no mistake about this. It is possible to do the work of God without knowing the God of the work. You may be doing God's work without knowing the God of the work. He says to us, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few." But then he also adds, "Pray. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers." So the first action plan should be that we pray. Pray that the Lord may stir the hearts of men and women to work. He alone has the power. He alone has the work. It is his vineyard. He stirs hearts to work for him. We need laborers who would take the work not as a job, but as a way of life, as a vocation. The second thing is, he tells us, the action plan is that we may get involved. If he stirs your heart, then work for him. Today we pray for all those who are in his vineyard, all those who are working for God, that they may truly work for God with devout and with devotedness in all they do. You and I, that the Lord may stir our hearts to work for him. Today we celebrate Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas was a bishop in Myra in the 4th century. Myra is in Asia Minor, which is today Turkey in Spanish. Today, just about a week ago, the Holy Father was around that area, becoming so popularized by Islam, a place that used to be very Catholic. The Bishop Nicholas was known for his charitable works. In fact, it is said that he popularized Santa Claus, or he was known as the Bishop of Santa Claus. We continue to pray for Christians in that region, almost going out of extinction, but people are still keeping the faith. Not just that they are keeping the faith, they are living the faith, which is important. Another thing we should take cognizance of, to keep the faith and to live the faith. We may be doing God's work, But do you know the God of the work?